Okay, we'll move along to Washington coach Steve Sarkisian. The Huskies are at Stanford on Saturday. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from John Ilanka, YahooSports.com.
Hey, Coach Sarkisian, any reaction to the sudden departure of Lane Kiffin on your end?
You know, my reaction is that I feel for Lane and for his family, for his wife and his kids. I think that it's always hard in these situations that, you know, sometimes coaches can become, you know, figureheads in a sense, but the reality of it is we're real people and we have real families and we have wives and kids, and those kids have to get up every day and go to school still. And so that was my first thought that came to mind.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from Paul Meyerberg, USA Today.
Hey, Steve. You know, you're the second longest tenured coach in the Pac-12 now behind Mike Riley. I'm interested in hearing, you know, after this first month, your own history in the Pac-12, maybe even dating back to when you were with the Trojans. Is this the best the league has been? If not the best, maybe you could say it's been the deepest since you kind of stepped in under Pete Carroll, I guess maybe almost a decade ago?
Yeah, I really believe this is the best the conference has been since I've been in it. There's so much depth, and there's quality. You know, there's high quality, obviously. I think we have 5 teams ranked in the top 25 right now. But the depth of the conference is better than it's ever been. And I think it speaks volumes to the commitment that the universities are making towards the football program, whether it be bringing in quality coaches and upgrading facilities. Obviously, a new TV deal has helped that. But I really believe this is as deep and as good as it's been, and it's extremely challenging. Every week, if you're not ready and prepared to play, you can get beaten. And so it's awesome to be part of it. It's been fun to watch this conference grow and get better and better and better, and I think it's exciting for everybody involved.
Your next question comes from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, a couple years ago you guys went up to Stanford and they set a school rushing record. Last year you guys get the better of them in Seattle. Is there any relevancy to either of those two games, or do you just wipe the slate clean, they're a new team and you're a new team?
Well, I think I can definitely speak on our behalf that we're definitely a new football team. You know, we've obviously, from 2 years ago, we made some pretty significant changes on the defensive side of the football from the staff standpoint. And I think offensively, obviously, this year we've made some pretty significant changes in scheme and style of play, which I think have changed us dramatically over a 2-year period. I think in a sense that they've changed some, and that 2 years ago Andrew Luck was the quarterback and they were doing their thing with Andrew. And they've worked themselves into Kevin Hogan now, and they have a great deal of variety in their offense. That's the same, a lot of the same people on defense. It's just a very mature group now as opposed to where they were, and I think it's a great matchup. They're a really good football team. They're extremely well coached. I think David Shaw does a tremendous job, as his entire staff does, and they pose a great deal of challenges for us.
They're, speaking of changing schemes, their offense, their passing game had been so tight end centric the last couple of years. This year we're starting to see the wide receivers really emerge. Does that present a scouting challenge for you guys because it's a different Stanford than you've seen the last couple of years?
No, without a doubt. I think they have a great deal of speed on the perimeter with Ty Montgomery, Michael Rector. When those guys can really stretch the field more so than they have in the past. And so they put a lot of stress on you because you want to commit yourself to defending the run, which you have to do when you play Stanford. But, you know, then the challenge is how do you not give up the big plays? And so they pose a great deal of challenges that way. And Hogan's throwing the deep ball really well right now. I mean, when guys are open, he's hitting them. And that's the other piece to the puzzle.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, a lot has been said about the Stanford resurgence after kind of bottoming out, and it started with Harbaugh and it's continued with Shaw. UW, you guys bottomed out yourselves in 2008, and then you came along and have probably took the team through from, you know, that you got your job to even to now, and what about, maybe if there's been one thing.
John, you cut out on me a little bit there. I apologize. And I think you're asking about kind of since the day we got here till where we are today and what that process has been like. Is that correct? Is that what you're asking?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. It's been a really fun ride to be part of, quite honestly, you know, and we're proud of the things that we've accomplished from the day that we got here to where we are today. You know, and it's not just on the football field, it's what we're doing in the classroom, in the community, the types of kids we're bringing in. And we're at a point now, you know, we're the 15th ranked team in the country. We're going to play the number 5 team in the country in their building, which poses a tremendous challenge. And oddly enough, on Monday, I had a couple guys speak to the team that are the only two remaining active players on our team that were with us in year one, and that was Keith Price and Will Schamberger, both starters for us, both fifth-year seniors. And just to remind the guys of where we came from and where we started and what this process has been about to get us to this point, and to not forget where we came from and the hard work that we put in to get us to this point. So I'm proud of the things that we've accomplished. I think there's plenty more for us to go out and to get done, and we're just on the path right now that I think is the right one.
Coach, thanks for that answer. That was great. I have one more thing. This seems like one of the quieter 5 versus 15 match in recent memory, and obviously there's talk about the Pac-12 not getting respect. In some ways, though, is that anonymity a good thing, guys? Does it allow you maybe not to have to worry about so much national noise and focus on just football for now?
I think for our conference's sake, the more exposure we can get, the better. Quite honestly, I think that our conference deserves it. And if I'm not just talking about the University of Washington, I'm talking about all of our programs involved in our conference, because they're really good ones. There's good football players. There's good coaches. There's good teams. They're tremendous universities. So as much as exposure as we can get for our universities and for our student athletes, I think the better off we are.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Steve Mims, Register Guard.
Hey, Coach, the last 2 years you guys have gotten off to a pretty good start, and then a loss to Oregon or Stanford kind of started a little downward funk. You talked to these guys about kind of how the next 2 weeks give you guys a chance to kind of change that history and feel like you guys are in a better position to do that this year?
Yeah, I really do. I think we're a much more mature football team than we've ever been in our previous 4 seasons. You know, I think that we have a good group of seniors, and we have a good amount of juniors who have endured those stretches that you're talking about. And I think that the messaging and them understanding of what it takes week in and week out and the grind of the schedule and the grind of this conference schedule and how we need to prepare week in and week out is really important. So I feel much more confident with this group of them having the maturity and the leadership to withstand that and to withstand the back-to-back weeks of these two opponents and focusing on the task at hand, which is Stanford this week, and preparing really well and having great practices and going out and putting our best foot forward and seeing if that's good enough to win. So I am much more confident about where we are today as opposed to where we've been in the past from a maturity standpoint.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Steve. Appreciate your time today.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye.